CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4HKX. My name is Patrick, and my location is Penrose. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net, please call KO4HKX. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net, please call KO4HKX. Heard, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. And we will start tonight with our pre-net check-in. And first is Mr. Richard, KC, Georgia. And we've got Mr. John, KF4CKT, down there in Hunia Pass. Next is Patrick, KC4WGG, out of Rome, Georgia. Then we've got Mr. Leon, NC9V, and he brings along Miss Wendy, KE4DXJ, to make their home up here in Hendersonville. Next, we'd like to welcome aboard G. Gorda, Florida. Then we've got Mr. Mail, K4XMR, out of Prosperity. Next is Andrew, W2AMD, out of Simpsonville. Then we've got Greg, KO4WTQ, out of Greer. Then we've got Mr. Andy, KI4LZI, out of Table Rock. Then we'd like to welcome Michael, KQ4ESO, out of Simpsonville. Then we've got Chandler, KC4HAN, out of Easley. Next, we'd like to welcome John, KN4RJN, out of Brown Summit, North Carolina. Then we'd like to welcome James, KD4HEY, out of Piedmont. Then we've got Mr. Dave, KB2BYQ. He's down there in Easley. Then we've got Miss Christine, KQ4ZWS, out of Traveler's Rest. Next is Bill, KC4W, and he's out of Anderson. KO4HKX and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And that concludes our pre-net check-ins for the moment. And we'll move over to EchoLink now. We've got a couple of EchoLink stations, so we're going to give them priority. EchoLink stations only. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, this is Kilo 2 Lima X-ray Delta. Marsh in St. Petersburg, Florida. We'll be negative and negative this evening, just riding along. Y'all have a good evening. K2LXT, back to net.
KO4HKX, reverse 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Marsh, K2LXD, and he is up here in Callahan Mountain. So good to hear you, Marsh. Been a while, so thanks for checking in with me tonight. Do appreciate that. And we've got one more EchoLink station over there, so I'm going to see if they're going to check in. EchoLink stations only. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
Net control is Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Tango Quebec. I've already pre-checked in.
That. Thank you, sir. I do see that now. Greg, appreciate you coming by here and hanging out for a little bit. All right, we'll move along now, and we'll open it up to the RF section. And tonight being Sunday night, we'll start with Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Team Patrick, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in Wareshoals, and she'll also be negative and negative. 73s to you and all on the net.
4HKX. Thanks for calling us tonight. Please check in with 4 Delta 2 Air Whiskey. 74
Then we've got Mr. Steve, KU9J, and he is over in Hendersonville. And then we've got Mr. Bo, KR4DBR, and he makes his home down there in Easley. And thank you, gentlemen, for stopping by. And again, the first one in that call sign, if you could come back here and hear and give me your call sign one more time, please, sir.
Roger. KO4HK. The problem was the 70 centimeter band on my rig came on at the same time. It's Kilo 4 Juliet Foxtrot, Jim in Simpsonville, over.
Right, we've got K4JF, and that is Jim down there in Simpsonville. And Jim, good to hear you tonight, and thank you, sir, for stopping by. I do appreciate that. And thanks for coming back to me there. I don't know what it was, but I missed it. And I knew it was just a full call, but I couldn't get it. But thanks again, sir. I do appreciate that.
The problem was here. The 440 portion of the rig came on and a lot of static when I tried to check in, over.
No problem. Appreciate you coming back to me, though. Love getting you checked in. So with that, we will try one more time. India through Lima. India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Evening, Patrick. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
KO4HKX in the Blueridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ. And he brings along Miss Donna, KC4MFK. They made their home down there in Greer. Larry, good to hear you tonight. And hope you and Miss Donna have a great week. And it sounds like your voice is still bothering you. So I appreciate you taking the time to check in with us tonight. Love hearing you check in. But with that, we're going to move on up to the next group, which is Mike Dupapa. Mike Dupapa, please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. KO4NUE. Name is Chad. Location is Deer Camp tonight. Thank you for calling the net, Patrick.
4HKX. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
4HKX. KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Please check in November 2, November Victor Yankee, N2NVY. You have a great crowd on here as always, and tonight I'm in Penrose, just down the road from you. Appreciate you calling net, and as always, I appreciate your support today during the WNC flyer. Your fill-in DigiPeter helped us move traffic between here and between Bear Wallow and Rosman, and was used to help direct SAG vehicles and riders in need, so appreciate that. Have a great week, and hopefully I'll get to see you sometime this week. 7-3s.
KO4HKX, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Chad, KO4NUE, and he is down there at the deer camp. And Chad, were you going to hang around for a comment? I didn't hear if you were said or not.
To that, I'll hang around with you for a little bit, Patrick.
To that, I'll be back around to you shortly. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Lloyd, KO4PXB. He makes his home down there in Simpsonville. And Lloyd, good to hear you. And I hope you and the family have all had a good Memorial Day weekend. Or, I'm sorry, not Memorial Day. I hope you had a good weekend. Memorial Day was last weekend. I'll get brain straight here in a minute. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Jay into NVY. And Jay is up here in Penrose camping out just up the street from me. And, Jay, good to hear you. And it was my pleasure to leave the radio on today. I hope it served y'all well. I listened a little bit as I was out mobiling around to the race, and it sounds like y'all had a lot going on today, but glad everything went fairly smooth for you. I don't think anything ever goes perfectly smooth, but as smooth as you can get it. But yeah, look forward to maybe catching up with you one day this week. And thanks for coming in here and checking in with me tonight. And real quick, did you check in on HD or did you use your mobile?
No, I'm using my mobile right now. I got it set up, so I figured I might as well come in nice and clear. But the HD does work.
There where you're at is a pretty good little spot to get into the 610. So good to hear you tonight, and I hope you and the family enjoy your stay up here. With that, we will try one more time. Mike Dupapa, Mike Dupapa, please call KO4HKX. KO4HKX from Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to move on up to the next group here. Quebec 2 Tango, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Nice to hear you. Thanks for calling the net. Please check in N0TR. November 0 Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net, and I'll be negative and negative, sir.
4HKX. Hello, Patrick. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. KO4QLG. This is Chris and Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Keep the powder dry, Chris.
4HKX. 4HKX, please check in Kilo Alpha 2, Tango X-Ray Juliet, KA2TXJ. Jim, mobile in Greer, I'll be negative and negative.
KX. Patrick, thank you for running the net tonight. This is Whiskey 4, Sierra Bravo X-Ray. I'm Brad in Simpsonville. And I will stick around for the rag tube. And I want to say a special thanks to KI4DOS. Gary, Mr. Gary, is going to come and help me set up an antenna tomorrow, maybe bring a friend or two. But I really appreciate him, and 73 to all of that.
4HKX for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome Mr. Tom, N0TR. Makes his home down there in Greer. And Tom, good to hear you, and thanks for coming by tonight. And I hope you and Miss Bernice have a great week, and look forward to getting by and seeing you one day this week anyway. Then we've got Mr. Chris, KO4QLG. He makes his home down there in Liberty, and Chris, really good to hear you. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Jim, KA2TXJ. He's down there mobile in Greer. And Jim, be careful out there on the road. Then we've got Mr. Brad, W4SBX, and he is down there in Simpsonville. And Brad, I got you down for a comment. I'll be back around to you after I get Chad there. And with that, we have an EchoLink station that just come in, so we're going to pause right here. EchoLink stations only, EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Mr. Patrick. This is KC4SKD, Larry, and Easley, and also my wife, Rhonda, KG4AHS. Please check us in and out tonight. Hope you're having a good evening. And also by telephone relay, N9TEC, Randall in Asheville, and KF4GGF, Charlie. He's in Goose Creek. Good evening to you and everybody on the net. KC4, Eddie, clear.
This is KO4HKX and Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome one of our Friday night net controllers. That's Mr. Larry, KC4SKD. He brings along his bride, Miss Rondell. Miss Rhonda, I'm getting him and his brother messed up tonight. My glasses are killing me. KG4AHS, and it makes her home down there in Easley. And then by telephone relay brings in his brother Randall, N9TEC, and he is up here in Asheville. And then his other brother, KF4GGF, that's Mr. Charles, and he is down there in Goose Creek. And Larry, thanks for stopping by and checking the family in tonight. I do appreciate that, and sorry for messing the names up there, blurring the lines here. Then we've got another EchoLink station up. So we're going to pause and give them opportunity to check in. Echo Link stations only. Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, Patrick, check in.
KA4
Echo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening, Patrick, and yourself. All the net, negative, negative.
KO4HKX and Blue Ridge Team Internet, we'd like to welcome Mr. Stephen, KA4PQA. Makes his home down there in Greenwood. And Stephen, good to hear you. I hope you and Miss Jennifer have an awesome week this week. And thanks for coming by and checking in with me. And with that, we'll move back over to the RF and try Quebec 2 Tango one more time. Quebec 2 Tango, please call KO4HKX.
I may be out of turn. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thank you for calling the net. Hope you and Mr. Lees are well, and good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
I'd like to welcome Mr. Sid, W4IOE. He makes his home up here in Fletcher. And Sid, don't worry about being out of turn. I know you just got done calling your net and trying to get sit down for the evening and relax. And I hope you and Miss Beverly have a good week this week. And thanks for calling the net over on the 6-4 machine. Do appreciate that. Enjoy checking in over there before I come over here to call the net. With that, we will try or move on up to the patient group tonight. Uniform 2 Zulu, Uniform 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Thank you for calling the net tonight. And hello to Elise and everyone else. Please check in N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, Shane in Cleveland. No traffic, but I'll be around. And also check in by telephone relay, KQ4WJT. That's Seth. He's in Greenville. He's listening, just not able to transmit at the moment. So he'll also be negative and negative.
Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela here in Southern Greenville County. Negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
This is KO4HKX and Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Shane, N4ZLK. Makes his home down there in Cleveland and brings along his son Seth, KQ4WJT, and he makes his home down there in Greenville. And Shane, I got you down for a comment. I'll be around shortly. I've got a couple ahead of you. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Tommy, K4XB, and he brings along Miss Angela, KQ4TBD. They made their home down there in Southern Greenville County. And Tommy, good to hear you tonight, and thanks for stopping by and checking you and Miss Angela in. With that, we will try one more time. Uniform 2 Zulu, Uniform 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX. All right, I guess we got them all on that first pass. With that, we'll open it up to the big group. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
4 Echo Delta Whiskey, Edinburgh Brevard. No traffic, I'd like one contact with Sid, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. Over.
Right, we're looking for EDW, and he makes his home up here in Brevard. And Ed, go ahead and call your station.
Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, this is November 4, Echo Delta Whiskey, over.
I didn't know you was coming down here. Did you get down up on the other place?
I could not get a good phone number. I gave him my phone number, but I don't know if he got it. I want him to call me by landline, but his signal was so weak and so garbled I couldn't understand it. Oh.
Well, y'all can get together a little later. I've got some things to do, so I'm going to get up here and get off the radio for a while. But, I'll see if I can get a hold of him and let him know it. That's 4 hours.
My phone number, over.
Go to QRZ, QRZ.com and look my call sign up. I got my email there. You can send it to me that way.
I can give you my phone number. I don't mind giving it on the air because I don't have it on QRZ.
Over here.
8-4-7-7-7-4. I say again, area 828-884-7774. There's a machine on it, so if I don't pick it up, have him start talking. Over.
I'll probably give you a call tomorrow, and getting late for be on the phone now, and I need to get a thing or two done around here. But I've got the phone number, and I'll try to get back to Larry if I can find out how to get a hold of him. Let's go ahead and get out of the way so we can get the bat back going here. W4IOE, you go ahead, Ed, and I'll turn it back to Ned.
Go Delta Whiskey out.
Yeah, thank you, Pat.
You gentlemen have a good evening, and that's what we're here for, and glad y'all could get together. So with that, we will try one more time. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. That pause, we'll assume we've got everybody for now. And this is KO4HKX, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for check-ins. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2s. And first on the stump tonight is Mr. Chad, KO4NUE.
Okay, how are you? It's KO4NUE. Just going to let you know, stop by and talk with you for a few minutes. It's been a while. But been up here at the deer camp here now for, I don't know, a week or two now, on and off, trying to get this thing straightened out. And finally got down to the last couple of hitches and got my radio straightened out. And got it receiving. I could transmit, just could not receive well at all. So finally got that straightened out this afternoon. Got the grid straightened out and got the bobcat and excavator up here straightening out some roads and ditches. And me and Chris have been able to do some coyote hunting. So, you know, it's all good.
KO4HKX and Brewers 2-meter net with KO4NUE. Well, Chad, sounds like you've got a pretty productive couple weeks there. I knew last week when I talked to you, you was kind of struggling to get things going again. But sounds like you got them going your way now. That's a good thing. And what did you find wrong with your radio?
So I've got some solar panels up here. And I've got the, when I ran the power from one side of the cabin to the other, I ran DC voltage, had to pull it through the rafters. So instead of pulling individual lines, I pulled the DC lines, positive and negative, and the coax. And evidently, there's some type of pulsing on that line. I'm not sure what it is. So, long story short, I had to separate the coax from the DC coming out of the array, and that stopped all the pulsing. But the receiving was, I pushed the antenna in between two pine trees, I guess. Very thick pines, and, you know, pine needles full of water, I guess. And I guess that was messing with it. So I moved the antenna over today, over to open space. I actually dropped it 5 feet in height, and I've got no complaints, so I've got all that straightened out. I've got a few other little knickknacks to do on the grid to get straightened out, but other than that, I'm kind of good, I believe.
Here, I know Gary and I took mine down yesterday, and went through it because I was having some issues, but we really didn't find anything wrong with it. We made a couple changes here and there, but receive is still a problem. Everybody tells me I get in pretty good. but receive is not the greatest.
That. Well, sometimes stuff's just hard to explain what's happening, but, you know, Monday or Tuesday this week, I went up to the pond. First time I fished a place since I've owned it. And, stopped last week at Walmart and got me two fishing rods. I was going to get, you know, an expensive rod to go fishing with. I said, you know what, I'm just going to get me a little Zebco 303. And I bought two of them, a Zebco 303 and a 304. And bought a little kit to go with it. You know, got the worms and the corks and the stringer and all that with it, you know. Little tackle box with it, so I just keep down here. So I'm all excited. I went and dug me some worms and went up there on the dam of the pond. And first cast, I threw the thing out there, and it wasn't 5 seconds. The cork just went completely under, and I thought, oh man, that's a whopper there. So I jerked on the rod and reeled it in. It's nothing, but the cork was full of water. Slam full of brand new cork. I flipped it over and looked on the bottom, and it, instead of saying China, it says CHNA, and I guess they're leaving the I out to cut production cost, I guess. I thought, who in the world can't even spell their own country right when they make a cork? But it didn't last 5 seconds. I said, I'll go mad. But I changed corks out, and that one floated. I caught three or four, you know, good hand size for him, I guess. And went back up there today and caught three or four more. Got out in a boat yesterday, actually, but that didn't end too well either. But anyway, caught a couple of them.
Sounds like you've been having fun up there catching those brim. And it's funny how those brim get into every pond or water. Somehow or another, they make their way in there. I've yet to ever figure that out, and don't think into a brand new pond when they weren't ever put in there.
I don't know either, but I'm gonna try some catfish next. See what's in the thing. I know there's some bass in it. I've seen a couple of bass running around, but catfish this week. I'm going to go get me some chicken livers, I guess, and see what I can do with it. But got some muskrats. Trying to get them under control because they're starting to tear the dam up a little bit. And got some beaver. I'm not too worried about them as long as they, you know, leave the dam alone. Muskrats are the one that do the damage because they get up in the, they'll burrow up into the dam and break the integrity. But the beavers, I don't care what they do up in the upper end. That's on them, I guess. But other than that, I got some thermal optics. I've been trying that out this week. And might go do a little looking tonight and see kind of what I can see. But that's quite fascinating. Be able to see completely at night. It's a little spooky too.
I agree with you. Since the last time you and I got together to do any shooting or anything like that, I have bought me a new Play Pretty. Let's put it that way. And I got some thermal optics to go on it also. So I haven't been able to go out and shoot it yet. But looking forward to that. I've got out in the yard and played with looking around with it and, you know, that kind of thing. But I haven't been able to go out and shoot it yet.
I bought a few new ones too. I bought a SETME, SETME, a couple weeks ago. And 308, and I'm kind of pleased with it. And bought a couple others. You know, I carry all
week and then carry another one for a week, you know, that kind of thing. But I got me a, you know, ATV and keep a little 22 on it, you know. See, you never know what you're gonna run into up here. But other than that, you know, not a lot going on. Just trying to get this thing straightened out. I'm down to the last few little widgets. I got something got into one of the light switches and damaged it, so I'm gonna try to straighten it out tomorrow, I guess. But other than that, I'm kind of enjoying myself up here. It's awful quiet, I'll tell you that.
That ain't nothing like some good peace and quiet, that's for sure. Supposed to get the grading started up on my property here for a long. Done some trading with a guy, and he's going to go up and put the road and everything in for me. So I'll have that here for a long, hopefully by the end of summer when I can walk again anyway. But looking forward to that.
Not an easy thing to do, but having the road pretty dangerous, so it makes it a lot more enjoyable. I spent a couple of days trying to get the bobcat up here and get the excavator up here, and I've been digging ditches now for a week trying to clean them out, getting the water moving kind of where you want it to move. You can't ever really control it the way you want, but you can, you know, try to get the bulk of it if you want to. But my nieces and nephew or cousins, whatever, they young kids, I went up and got them yesterday, put them in the back of the ATV. We went on about a 3-mile journey with them in the back of it. And I'm gonna tell you, I had the best time with them kids in the back of that thing, screaming and hollering, you know, having a ball back there. And had my cousin, she was, I guess she'd be the grandma. She was with me sitting in the front seat, and I took windshield out of the ATV because I don't like, you know, I don't want to be able to shoot through the, I can't do that with glass on it, so I took it off. But we hit a mud hole yesterday, probably about 30-35 miles an hour, and it covered every one of them in mud. And we just had the best time. Those kids were hollering and screaming and just, you know, having a ball. So that was the highlight of my day yesterday, hearing all those kids scream.
So for HKX and Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I bet it was, Chad. I bet that was a ball. I know I've had that with mine a couple times, and it's fun just to hit a mud hole and just splash everybody, get everybody good and wet and muddy, and then send them home.
That, well, I told them I'd give them a ride again, maybe later on, you know, but every time I go up there, I see them out in the yard. So if they won't go for a ride again or whatnot, but dang, one little girl, I backed up to the river, and this thing's got a dump bed on it, and I was just playing with them, you know, and told them I was going to dump them into the river. So I raised the bed, I don't know, 3-4 inches. I think there's 7 of them back there. And one of them, she was not having it, but that bed raised up about 3 inches, and she jumped out of the back of it straight to Grandma. Little old bitty thing. She, I kid you not, she moved about 3 foot through the air to get to Grandma. She turned around and looked at me like, "What is wrong with you?" But everybody else enjoyed it. But, you know, thank Grandma liked it too much, but that's all right. We had a good time with it.
Had you had a good time, Chad? It's always good for the soul to hear the kids laughing and carrying on and just having a good time and enjoying themselves. At least it is for me anyway. I enjoy that.
Well, listen,
bud. It's good talking with you. It's been a while, but I'm going to get out on this UTV and go right around, see what I can see tonight. So thank you for calling the net. I appreciate you. And I guess I'll be 73, scale 4, HKX, and the net, scale 4, NUE, 73.
Chad, it is good to hear you tonight, and thanks for coming by and hanging out with me for a few minutes. I did enjoy that, and I appreciate it, and look forward to talking to you on down the log. But with that, we will see if we got any check-ins before we move on up to Mr. Brad, W4SBX. Let me see if we got any check-ins here. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4HK.
Well, please check in KG4PFI. This is Don, and I'm down here in Piedmont with my wife Linda, KG4QLQ. And we normally check in on the pre-net, but we got tangled up this morning and didn't do it. Good evening to you and everybody on the net. I hope you have a wonderful week, which is coming up tomorrow.
For HKX and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to welcome Mr. Don, KG4PFI. And he brings along Miss Linda, KG4QLQ. They made their home down there in Piedmont. And Don, good to hear you tonight. Haven't got to hear you on the radio much. I hear you every now and then, but not much. But thanks for coming by and checking in with you and the missus in with me. I do appreciate that. And hopefully you didn't get tangled up in nothing too bad. You got out of it fairly easy.
Yeah, I hadn't talked to you either. I don't get on the radio too often. I do check in on the pre-net. But then once in a while I'll get a hankering. I got to do a little talking. I guess this radio's still working all right. Sometimes I have to blow the dust off of it to get it to work.
Sounding great on my end. Do appreciate that. And I wouldn't change a thing with it.
I'd be able to if I wanted to. Well, good evening to you. Take care, and hope the rest of your net goes well. KG4PFI clear.
This is KO4HKX, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thanks again, Don. Appreciate that. And you and the missus have a good week. And with that, we'll move over here and see what's on Mr. Brad, WB4S. What is it? Get it back up here. There it is. W4SBX. I'll get it right in a minute, Brad. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX, this is W4SBX, Brad. Hey, yeah, I didn't really have much of a comment other than tomorrow morning KI4DOS, Mr. Gary, is going to come and help me with some antenna projects, and hopefully the weather's good and we can get something accomplished. I've got a J-pole and one that is a long story, but the hurricane bent it over, so maybe we'll be able to fix a couple of my antennas.
I know he'll know how to fix it. He is up here helping me Saturday, so he's good at that. Always good to help somebody in need, and that's a can't beat old Gary coming out to help somebody.
Very appreciative, and hopefully I've got everything we need. I've got the coax, I'm sure. My main concern is the height of the antenna, the one that's fixed. But we can probably figure something out. And then I got a telescope and then antenna mast that I just bought. Well, I've had it about 6 months now. And we'll try to incorporate that. Maybe we can take the vertical down and put it up in his place. So it might not be as bad as it sounds, but if nothing else, we'll get a good idea of what to do, because I'm sure he knows a lot more than me, because I've not been a ham but about a less than a year.
That, like I said, he is up here helping me Saturday, so just take and do what he tells you to do, and I'm sure it'll work just fine. About all the advice I can give you on that one.
But I'm going to say 73 to you and clear out of the net, and go get stuff ready, because I don't want him to come and see a mess here tomorrow. Get organized, in other words. But Anyway, 73 to you, and thanks again for running the net. So, KO4HKX, W4SBS, clear on your funnel.
Brad, you be careful out there, and good to hear you tonight, and thanks for coming by and hanging out with me for a few minutes. See if we got any more check-ins right quick before I move on up to Mr. Shane. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
KO4SX. Now, this is Kilo, Juliet 4, Bravo, Kilo, India. Jack down here on the south side, Rock Hill. Go have a great
one. KO4HKX, we'd like to welcome Mr. Jack, KJ4BKI, down there on the other side of Rock Hill. Jack, you sounding good coming in from down there. I do appreciate that. And good to hear you tonight. And thanks for stopping by. All right, with that, we'll move over here to Mr. Shane, N4ZLK. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX, N4ZLK. Good evening, Patrick. I hope you and Elise had a good day today and you're having a good weekend. And I was going to say ready to go back to work tomorrow, but I'm not sure what you're doing. I had a good week, other than the rain. I was able to get some things done inside, got skylights painted and trimmed out where they put new skylights in when they did the roof. And let's see what else. Went, did a little fishing today. Harris came up and we fished on the pond for a little while and he skunked me. He caught several and I caught a few, but we had a good time. They were hitting right off the bat there for a while and then it kind of slowed down, but it was nice. Pretty on the pond, and weather was great. We were in a canoe, and I had to keep putting the rod down and picking up the paddle because the wind was blowing us around a little bit, but we had a good time.
Glad you had a good time, but you're not supposed to let your new son-in-law beat you at that kind of stuff right out of the gate. You make them earn it a little bit.
Let him, you know. He's a more experienced bass fisherman than I am. I'm just learning on the pond since we've been up here. And he brought a couple extra things that I'm not familiar with. He fished with his dad a lot on a whole bunch of different lakes on a boat, so he's got a little more experience. And he used a rattle trap, which I've just been using a plastic worm and just kind of flipping it in and or casting it out and just kind of retrieving it slowly and flipping it a little bit and have a lot of good luck. But man, he put that rattle trap on there and it goes deep and he was pulling them out of there. So he actually gave me one, an extra one. So I'm going to add that to my tackle box. I don't have a lot. I've just been using what's been working for me. So, but I'm looking forward to trying that one out.
It sounds like you had a lot of fun and that's the main thing. Enjoying that time with family. I'm glad you get along with your new son-in-law that good. I know you and him have been getting along pretty good anyway.
He's a nice guy. He's a really nice guy. He's a good addition to the family, and we're very grateful that Michaela found him, or he found Michaela. Actually, it was Beth and his dad that got together and matched them up, so that was pretty interesting. She used to work for him. Beth used to work for his dad, goodness, 30 years ago, and or more, right after we got married, 34 years ago, and she ran into him a few years ago. He comes into where she works occasionally, and they kind of were talking one day about it, and lo and behold, there we go. Now they're married, so here we are. But yeah, we really like him. He's a good guy. I hope Connor's listening because he's working his way up to bumping Connor out of favorite son-in-law status.
Well, I left a nice long pause in there so we could see if he's out there. He hadn't checked in with me, so he may not be listening. but if not, that's a good one. I'll have to mention that to him next time I talk to him on the air.
Fortunate. We have two great son-in-law two great daughter-in-laws. We couldn't ask for better. So we like them. They like us, it seems like. And they get along really well with everybody. So we've been very, very grateful for that. So how was your weekend? What did you do?
Me and Gary worked on my antenna most all day yesterday, or my antennas, trying to figure out the receive issue up here. We couldn't find anything with the antenna, no problems there. So we made a few changes that we'd wanted to do since the last time he was up here. But other than that, seems to be working a little better, but nothing great. Still kind of scratchy receive up here for me. But good enough to where I can talk too awful fast. I can pull it out of there. And then today, went to church, and we had a graduation party for our seniors. We had four of them graduating high school this year. And so we all got together up at what we call the old place. It's just a little family. The pastor's family owns it. And it's just a big field and little cabin, and we all have a good time there, hanging out and fellowshipping and eating the food the ladies bring in, and watching the boys, the seniors and the middle school and high school boys down there. They were wrestling down next to the pond, throwing each other in the pond. So that was pretty entertaining and fun to watch.
It's fun to watch the youngins do things like that, and remember when you know how old you are now. You're what? Well past 50 now, by a month or so, or almost a month. So you remember what it was like to be young. Anyway, but I tell you, I don't know about your receive, but your signal coming into the repeater is really good. So you're very copyable and hardly any noise at all. It's like it used to be. So on the transmission part of it, you got a really good signal.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that. At least everybody can hear me good. It's one thing if they can't hear me and I can't hear them. So at least it's one way. I can hear everybody good. It's just got a lot of white noise with it. And like I said, if you talk too fast with my old ears and listening to all the air hammers and impacts and loud noises and things going on, it gets by me a little bit.
When we're young, has an effect on what we do, how we are when we're older, that's for sure. So if we, you know, I didn't wear any ear protection all the times I was out doing yard work and or whatever, or woodworking with some power tools or things like that. Just didn't think about it because, you know, you're young and you think you're invincible, but I don't know that I'm affected. I have trouble hearing Beth a lot, so I think that's where I turned that wife switch down a little bit. The attenuator. She told me about Joseph, my oldest adopted son. He had a car accident. He called me yesterday. We talked for a while. He was telling me about his car accident, and I said, I don't remember. I don't think Beth told me if you told her. And he said, yeah, I called her. So then I mentioned it to her. I said, did you know Joseph was in a car accident? She said, yeah, remember the glass in his eye? I told you about it. And I was like, oh, yeah, I do remember something about that. So I don't know what else was going on at the time, but I need to be a little more careful.
I'm sure every husband out there listening has been in that doghouse before. So you won't be alone.
I saw the other day, said my wife came up to me and said, I never listened to her. And I said, that's a funny way of starting a conversation.
I've seen little signs and things like that too, and some of them pretty funny. I usually poke at my wife with it. She's just come to expect me to joke around and cut up with that kind of stuff.
I can sure give it out too, that's for sure. All right, Patrick, what are you going to do this week? You going to be back at that job up there with out on the farm, or are you doing something different?
I will be probably around the house. Got to get all the stuff out of the truck and get it sent back, and so I'll be focusing on that is my main thing this week. And then after Wednesday, they told me I couldn't take any more Advil or Tylenol or anything like that. So probably won't be doing a whole lot. Mm-hmm. Probably be sitting around in the recliner after that, because I can't stay up on my knee a whole lot without some kind of something there anyway.